Now, though, we're joined by our featured guest this week, a great actress. You've seen her many, many times. You've seen her for several episodes a couple of years ago on CW's Star-Crossed, which was a great show. You can now see her on NBC's Marlin, Victoria Platt. Victoria, how are you this fine evening? Victoria, do we have Victoria on line 7? Can we put Victoria on line 7, please? Hey, Victoria, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Yeah, really great, good. Great. Really good. Now, we have two people in the room here right now who saw today Native Son.
Oh, you saw today's performance.
We did. Awesome. Yes.
It was awesome. It was great.
Well, you tell me, how was the performance today?
Each day is different.
Yes, I know.
I thought it was a good show today. It was a good show today. It was quite emotional I think it's an emotional show.
Well, so, it is that.
The emotion is going to run high, and then some days it runs higher. And today it was a little more emotional, and I don't know why that is. It just happens sometimes.
You know, for the first time in my theater-going experience, I understand what my mother always said at the end of one of my brother's plays. Uh-oh. I grew up, my brother's an actor. He's in every play ever in high school and college. My parents would go. The first thing my mother would say at the end of the play, she'd say, "Oh, I don't know where they get the energy."
Right.
Because it's just, I mean, that show was like, I lost pounds watching that show.
It's incredible.
A workout. I mean, it's a real workout.
I got a workout.
It's so funny. Before every show, we circle up and we all just, we center in and we breathe together, whatever. And someone always says, and a special prayer out for the audience right now who basically have no idea what they're about to go through.
Wow. You're going to catch them by surprise. They're not going to know what hit them.
Not at all. It's like a runaway train, which is why Andy Chapman, the director, started it off with a projection of a train.
Right.
That's it. Once you're on it, you got to just ride
it with
us.
There is running, there is fighting, there is sliding on ice, there is swimming in snow, there is jumping off of things. It's amazing. It never stops.
Yeah.
I know.
It never stops.
It's not just people walking around the stage like reciting lines.
There is running from scene to scene. There is like you're in two scenes at the same time and running from one to the other.
Right. And there's amazing blocking. It's a really good play.
Isn't it incredible?
It is incredible.
An amazing job with the directing. And then, of course, Noel Arthur and John Chaffin, who are like, those are the ones who are running all over the stage. Like, it really is insane. It's insane.
Now, for our listeners who might need a little bit more backstory, we're talking about a dramatic presentation of a great, great novel, Native Son. So I've got to ask you, Victoria, do you remember the first time you read Native Son? Do you remember the impact that it had on you? Was it something that you came across earlier, or did you read into it specifically for this play?
I read it earlier. I remember not liking it, I have to be honest. I didn't. The story was very upsetting to me, and I couldn't appreciate the literary prowess of Richard Wright because the story was just so heinous. I really didn't like it. And as a matter of fact, when I got the call, it was in December, Andy Chapman called me and asked if I would audition for it. And I was like, oh my gosh, is this the same Native Son?
Don't worry, they're going to give it a happy ending. No. It's Hollywood. We're going to completely change it.
Well, it's understandable. Oh, I mean, it's a rough and upsetting story. If you're a female, it's even worse. I mean, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's not good for anybody.
No.
It's just not enjoyable for anyone going through it.
And you didn't think to yourself, maybe I'll just do like a happy play? they must be like the thespian equivalent of like the Hallmark Channel, where you could do plays that are life affirming, like Chicken Soup for the Actor's Soul.
Somebody offers you a role, man.
You're just going to take it.
You're going to act if you can.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
And it's real acting.
I'm waiting for Deepak Chopra to make his first film.
Yeah. That would be good. Oh, The Alchemist. Oh, that'd be nice. That would be
The Alchemist.
Really...
The Alchemist, one of my favorite books.
Oh, absolutely.
An amazing film to be part of. Something happy and joyous and uplifting.
Just as a balance, just a yin and yang thing. You do Native Son, then you do kind of the kind of centralizing, kind of healthy, kind of cleansing kind of play. Maybe you do them in rotation. Exactly. So one night is Native Son, the next night is something a little bit more.
Native Son is some real acting.
Real acting.
That's what you're in it for, right?
You're chewing up the scenery.
I mean, it is, of course, you know, but we do have a joke that all of us are going to Disneyland after the run is over.
It's a small world.
That might be worse, but that's a whole other conversation.
Now I have to ask you, Victoria, you do theater, but you also do TV and film. What medium do you like the most? If you didn't have to have other economic pressures or other social pressures on you, and you could just do the type of acting you really enjoyed, would it be live theater? Would it be cinema, movie, feature-length movies, episodic TV, where you can do 100 episodes in 8 years? What would be the kind of thing you'd most enjoy?
You know, I really like film. I'm going to admit something.
Uh-oh.
I am really lazy. I am. I like kicking back.
Yeah,
and you're in the wrong play,
so
my dear.
Hard. Oh. Plays are a lot of work. Yeah. The amount of work and energy you have to sustain is pretty incredible. And it's not that you don't have to do that with a film, but with a film, it's like 6 weeks.
There's no rehearsing.
No.
There's no
craft services.
Oh, yeah.
You got lots of craft services.
Yeah, man. There's no crafty.
Did that shock you when you went to the theater for the first rehearsal? What's craft service? What's going
on? Craft services. Although I have to admit, we bring in lots of snacks for each other. Yeah. But, you know, it's not provided.
Oh,
you know?
But there's somebody covering continuity and somebody taking care of your wardrobe.
Yeah.
You're not doing everything yourself,
pampered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it is insane the amount of work that you have to do on a play and also sustaining it. Like I am in the first 15 scenes in this play, and then I have a really long break. And I can't be back there, you know, talking on the phone. I have to stay in it. Mm. And I have to stay really present and engaged so that when I come back on, I'm not jumping on another moving train. I'm still on it, even though I'm not on stage. And I have to stay in character through that time. And I know some people don't, but with this show, it's impossible not to.
Now, do you find yourself when you come home after the play, or maybe it was a matinee today, then you decide to go and pick up your dry cleaning or run an errand? Do you find you're still in character? Is it that easy to just kind of pivot out and pivot back in, or does it take some sort of landing time after you get to the destination? It takes some sort of cooling off time in order to go back to the real Victoria Platt.
It used to take a long time for me to get out of certain characters, but now I have a very, very clear routine when I put the character on and when I take it off.
Yeah, it involves a very, very small glass of gin, just to help you.
I hear that's good for you.
A doctor told me that.
I heard. Now, I wouldn't try it with the two-year-old.
No. Okay, good.
I'm absolutely certain gave us alcohol to make us go to sleep. She will deny it.
Well.
She's not listening right now, but she can't defend herself.
And for teething, and for whatever
else. A little bit of brandy. Yeah. Just rub it on the tooth.
Just rub it on the tooth.
Yes.
Now, I've got to ask you.
Even be doing it to my three-year-old. But,
I've got to ask you, Victoria, could you give our listeners the who, what, where, when, and how of how to go
absolutely.
And see this great play?
Yes, so it's Native Son at Antaeus Theater, which is 110 East Broadway in Glendale, and it runs through June 3rd.
It is
worth a look.
Amazing.
It is really good.
Amazing. I want to thank you so much, Victoria Platt, for being on The Bigger Picture. Thank you so much for sharing your evening with us. Friends and neighbors, we're going to take
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We're going to